This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that his visit to Brunei and Singapore will further strengthen India's partnership with the two countries and the larger ASEAN region. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said both countries are important partners in India's Act East policy and the Indo-Pacific vision. He said as India and Brunei celebrate the 40 years of the diplomatic relations, he is looking forward to his meetings with Sultan Haji Hassan Al Bolkiah and other esteemed members of the royal family to advance the historical relationship to new heights. Mr. Modi said from Brunei he will travel to Singapore tomorrow. He said he is looking forward to the opportunity to meet President Tharman Shanmugaratnam, Prime Minister Lawrence Yong, Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong, and Emeritus Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong. Mr. Modi will also meet with leaders of Singapore's vibrant business community. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all educational institutions should create a safe environment for girls as they are an integral part of the country's development. She made these remarks at the 21st convocation ceremony of Symbiosis University in Pune today. She also appreciated the university's efforts towards inclusive development with an emphasis on gender equality, noting that 8 of the 11 gold medalists were girls. India has achieved 40th rank among 132 economies globally in the 2023 edition of the Global Innovation Index GII, published by the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO. NITI Aayog said India is part of the group of countries that has climbed the GII rankings fastest over the last decade. As per the report, India has also been making most headway in innovation over the last decade. More than 52 crore seedlings have been planted so far under the tree plantation campaign Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. In a social media post, Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav said another milestone achieved in the tree plantation Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. On the occasion of the World Environment Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the campaign. Mr. Modi called upon everyone to plant a tree to pay tribute to the mothers. An Indian Coast Guard helicopter made an emergency hard landing and dashed into the Arabian Sea off Gujarat's Porbandar coast yesterday night with four crew members on board. One crew member has been recovered while search is underway to trace remaining three. India Coast Guard said the advanced light helicopter was launched yesterday night to evacuate an injured crew member from motor tanker Hari Leela. It said four ships and two aircrafts have been deployed for rescue efforts. The Cabinet Committee on Security has approved the proposal for the procurement of 240 aero engines for the Su-30 MKI aircraft of the Indian Air Force. The approval was granted under the Buy Indian category from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited HAL at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees, inclusive of all taxes and duties. In Telangana, rains continue to lash some parts even as there has been a let-up in the rains in the rest of the state. However, people are facing hardships in the flood-affected areas like in Khammam, Mehbubabad and Suryapet districts. NDRF teams and state disaster response teams are engaged in relief activities. The government has opened 110 relief camps and more than 4,000 people have been shifted in these camps. The government has initially estimated losses of over 54,000 crore rupees, while the officials are carrying out the detailed enumeration of losses. IMD has predicted heavy rainfall in Gujarat over the next 3 days. A red alert of very heavy rainfall has been issued for Surat and Bharuch district today. In Paris Paralympics 2024 today, Team India will eye medals in various events, including shooting, archery, athletics, shooting. Avni Lekra and Mona Agarwal will be in action in the women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions SH1 event, while archer Pooja will feature in the women's recurve event. Bhagyashree Jadhav will go for medal in the women's shot put F34 final. Moreover, in the men's high jump T63 final, Mariappan Thangavelu and Selesh Kumar and Sharad Kumar will try to further boost India's medal tally. And that is the end of this news bulletin.